Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island. A day after the cabinet decided to rescind the passports of 14 Turkish Cypriots, Interior Minister Nikos Nouris said yesterday that the officials affected can seek recourse in the courts of the Republic if they decided to do so. The 14 included Turkish Cypriot leader Ersin Dadar, who are seen as undermining the Republic of Cyprus. Dadar on Tuesday condemned the decision, saying it was anachronistic and racist. He said that the decision has no legal basis and goes against human rights, and is another threat against the rights and liberties of Turkish Cypriots. Government spokesman Marios Pelecanos said that the decision was targeted at specific individuals for specific reasons, and while the passports of those in question have been rescinded, their ID cards have not. Nouris said that the passports are travel documents which have a very specific use. This is not about citizenship. Elsewhere, a local artist injured by a police water cannon during an anti-corruption protest earlier this year gave a bold answer to injustice on Tuesday by launching a short film to celebrate freedom of speech. Anastasia Dimitriadou, aka Namadama, age 25, released the 30-second teaser of her short film music video entitled Ode to the Naked King. This political project, the young woman explains, is her answer to the injustice and the brutality of the Cypriot government. The short teaser shows clips of Anastasia dancing, as well as her in a blindfold with her left eye bleeding underneath and later a close-up of her red eye. The singer explained that the title of the video was inspired by a painting by George Gavril, where President Nikos Anastasiadis is depicted naked, wears a crown and holds a whiskey bottle. Moving on, and as the end of August draws closer, the government is edging towards meeting its target of giving a first dose of vaccine to 80% of the population by the end of the month, with 77.6% of adults having now received one. Meanwhile, 72.3% have completed their vaccination. 2 months after the extension of the national vaccination scheme to those under 18, some 34.4% of 16 and 17-year-olds have received at least one dose, while another 25.6% were fully vaccinated. For children aged 12 to 15, the vaccination percentage stands at 14%, with the first doses given between August 2nd and August 23. Vaccination coverage rose across all age groups since the last report on August 12. Sticking with coronavirus vaccines, the Cyprus University of Technology, DEPAC, has decided to only allow vaccinated and COVID-recovering students to attend lessons in September in person. The university claimed that there must be a very high vaccination coverage of over 90%. The Senate said that those who are not vaccinated or have not caught the virus in the past 6 months will have to follow classes online. This is youth wing at the University Protoporia Tepac said the measures essentially exclude many students without providing them with an alternative. It further said that there should be no inequality and discrimination between students. In other news, the Blood Bank has issued a public appeal for donations to boost the very low reserves. The bank's deputy head, Sokratis Menelau, said that the situation is serious and that blood supply reserves of all types of blood are very low at the moment. Menelau warned that there will be problems if the situation continues over the next few days. And finally, any hopes of the weather cooling down as we move towards September have been recalled by the Met Office, which has issued a yellow weather warning for this afternoon. It will be in place from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. with temperatures expected to reach 40 degrees inland and 32 degrees in the higher mountains. The high temperatures will continue into Thursday, although some clouds may develop. And that's all we have time for you today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.